Good afternoon, Quaker Nation. I hope everybody had a wonderful week. We have some few updates for you about our responsible restart here. And just as we get excited for the 2021 school year, as we do this together, as we embrace the challenge that we've been given, we've definitely been given a challenge, and we have a lot of hard decisions to make and a lot of unknowns and uncertainties ahead of us. But we know that if we embrace this challenge together and we work through it together, and that we keep our focus on the right things, we'll do wonderful things, and we're going to have a great school year. So want to update you is how we're going about our decisions today. I also want to give a few updates for what we have as far as guidance from state, CDC otherwise, and some updates with a few other pieces of information as well. So this is what's guiding all of our decision-making. The whole child is the center of everything, their emotional health, their academic health, their overall well-being. And as we look at things, as we make certain decisions, what might be best logistically or financially might not be what's best instructionally, or might not be what's best for equity or excellence. Same thing, what might be the safest thing to do on the COVID side of things might not be what's safest on the social emotional side. So these are all the factors that we're considering and that we're working with professionals and with experts in the fields to make these decisions to come up with the best solution for New Philadelphia, for our kids, our faculty, our staff, our community as a whole. So I want to take a step back and remind us, because I know so many people have been so frustrated, and I get the frustration, and sometimes even feeling disrespected because of maybe not knowing what's going on. I was reflecting, I get that feeling because I have felt some of the same ways from the state level to us as a school district. So let's say in May 15th, they announced that there was going to be guidance forthcoming on reopening schools. That's a long time ago. So we've been anxiously waiting for that. And the 22nd, we were given this draft guidance was leaked out. And what ended up becoming of that was not, we heard nothing. We thought on the first we were going to hear a final version. Didn't happen. For an entire month, we kept hearing in a week, in 10 days, next Tuesday, next Tuesday, next Tuesday, you'd get guidance. We didn't. We did not get that until yesterday, July 2nd. So July 2nd, we had guidance released from the state. And with that guidance, there is an awful lot of information that we as a district, all the school districts, have to work together collaboratively, figure this out on how to best serve our kids. So we have guidance from the Ohio Department of Health and the governor, which outlines five areas as far as assessing symptoms, hand sanitation, thoroughly cleaning and disinfecting, social distancing, and a mask protocol. As well as now we're on a color system by county as far as level 1, 2, 3, 4, and that being yellow, and you see that color code there right now as of today, Tuscarora County is at a level 2, that orange. And then the Ohio Department of Education gave their reset restart planning guide as well. Lots of guidance with that, not exactly a ton of direct answer. So we need to take some time this weekend and next week within ourselves as a team, with our work groups, with the new city of New Philadelphia's health department, with the county health department, all working together. We also have guidance from the CDC. They have a decision tree for us to use and some other guidance documents that we are utilizing. The American Academy of Pediatrics is another great source for us that's giving us information and guiding our decisions. They really want for kids to be physically present in school. We know what is best is for them to be here, educationally and emotionally, is for them to be here with our amazing staff, working together as peers and with our staff to learn together on all facets, the academic, social, emotional, all sides that there is to growth and education. We're so much more than simply the standards themselves, the academic rigor, which is critical and important, but there's so much more to it. And so they give a lot of different guidance and different guidance based on the age of different children. And so we're taking all that in to develop our plan so we can have a plan so we know what's going to happen where we're at yellow, what's going to happen when we're at orange as a county. And that way you guys as a community, as faculty, as staff, everybody will know what the plan is and we'll be able to adjust. Flexibility, adaptability, and being able to change to the needs. Because as important as the academics is, as important as the social emotional part is, the COVID and the overall health and safety of all of our students, our community, our staff, our faculty, everybody is paramount. So with all that being said, wanted to update you on the Virtual Academy. Remember, we're asking for 9-week commitments so we can seamlessly transition back and forth into the traditional school. You can change your mind. You can start in the traditional school and then move into the Virtual Academy, or you can start in the Virtual Academy, like how things are going, and want to be able to move back into the more traditional school environment. New Philadelphia teachers are going to be the teachers who are instructing your children, who are communicating with your children, who are supporting and helping them through that. There is more information on our website, on the Virtual Academy's website within our webpage, as far as times, commitments, things of that nature. The week of July 20th, you can see there, you can see the various things that are coming along the way. Important meetings for families, so you know what it is and what it isn't, and then a week to enroll and make that decision. But we want to announce that and then give you some time to think about it. Also, inside that same time frame, we're going to announce our traditional school plan, so you know what your options are. What would the option of face-to-face instruction look like, and what's the virtual experience, so that way you as a family can make the decision that is best for your child, given your circumstances. This is a different way that came out of the Cincinnati area to look at things. And it's a very nice visual. Goes back to a little bit what we're talking about. 100% remote may have one of the lower risk areas for COVID, but it is a high risk to have negative impacts, social, emotionally, and academic achievement. The different levels of social distancing, the different levels of just traditional, what's the risk for COVID, what's the risk, what's the benefits or risks. How you want to look at that. So that's part of the approach that we're looking at here, because we have to weigh every single thing to develop the best for our kids, given our facilities, given the infrastructure that we have, given our enrollment, given all these different factors, and given what we know scientifically and what we know from our public health officials here in T County, statewide, et cetera, what are the guidance that they're giving us? And then working with educators on what does that mean at the developmental level for the children, developmentally appropriate, and we can balance all that, make our decisions, and ultimately, as a family, you make your decision. Here are some other things that we're looking at within all of the plans. How do we mitigate those risks? So under a plan, you may see and you may read different things of whether we should have the cafeteria in use or not. How much distancing can we have there? Will we require a mask or not on a school bus? Things of that nature. Transition. Will we have to be self-contained classes, or will we be able to transition like we often do? What are the cleaning procedures, et cetera? You can read those there. But those are the various aspects of the work groups are going through and that we're working with the experts on to make our decisions. These are the work groups that I was talking about. And so that there are five major work groups, and collectively there are folks within the school district and some local experts that are helping us with that to give suggestions and give recommendations to the cabinet. And the cabinet will take all those recommendations and be able to put that finalized plan together to be able to announce to the board and then to the community at large. Also wanted to update you where we're at with the elementary reconfiguration. It's going really well. Appreciate all the positive feedback about it. And we know how well we're going to be able to service every single child. And I'm really excited about how we're going to be able to do that and how we're going to make sure that every child is given the needs that they have. We're going to better equip our staff. We're going to equip our staff with smaller class sizes, more support structures around them, and really excited what it's going to be able to do. But wanted to update you on those three areas. With regards to school transportation, it is the plan is going really well. We've done test runs. It's going better. It's going as expected or better. It's going to be very similar to the gifted kind of programming style. Anyone who's more a mile or more from the school that they're going to attend. So if you are a second grader and you're going to attend South, If you're more than a mile away from South, we're going to transport you to and from school. There'll be windows of pickup and drop-off time if a family chooses to drop off or pick up their child to school instead of using school transportation. We do probably are going to adjust the start time of our high school and middle school a little bit to make things more effective and efficient. It'll help all of our routes. It'll help our middle school and high school be more effective and efficient and more timely with the routes, the buses being on time better. So what's next? We still have to fine tune our routes. And in July, the end of July, we're going to mail out your route times, what time we're going to pick up your child, what the bus number is, and what time we're going to drop them back off at your house. But I want you to know that that is the starting point. Because remember, folks, beginning August 3rd can choose the virtual school. And depending on how many people choose the virtual school, certain routes need to be adjusted. As we adjust those routes, then in August, we will send out an adjusted time for you. May or may not change much, but we want it to be as accurate as possible. We wanted to get it to you as soon as we can. So the end of July, you'll get it in the mail. And then we'll give you the adjusted one a week or at least a week outside of the start of school, August 31st. Facility readiness, staff is notified, the rooms, everything is going well. The maintenance team is on top of things. They're on schedule or ahead. Everything's working out really well there. However, we're still packing some things up, the moving that needs to go on, just the typical stuff that we have in the summer. There's a little bit more this year with this. And then also we've looked at all of our needs for handicap or any other facility changes, improvements we need to make for any of our students or staff. Those things are all being designed and worked through those work groups, double checked, and those will all be finalized by the 14th. Because remember, school starts for the kiddos on the 31st. Social emotionally, that work group is working really strong as well. So we're going to make sure we have things in place at the beginning of the school year before the school year starts for our students and our staff, as well as something that goes on throughout the whole year as we adjust. This is a key part of education, and it's being brought to the forefront more with this situation, but it's always, it always should be at the forefront. But through the situation, it has raised the level of importance, and we recognize that, and we heard that through the feedback. And so we're going to make sure we offer that at the start of school, something a little more special, and then a little more strategic and focused for all of our kiddos, as well as ongoing throughout the year. I think everyone's going to be really pleased. I'm very proud of how that team is progressing with a lot of great ideas and being able to coordinate with some local agencies and local support groups and local chat folks who their profession is social emotional health. So very excited for what that's going to be, not just at the elementary, but really PK all the way through 12. Remember, communication wise, staff I meet with every Monday, and then Fridays is when this kind of communication gets out. The website has been updated. There's a responsible restart page. If you look at the 2021 school year in the black tab at the top, there's some information. This type of weekly communications are going to be posted there, as well as FAQs. It's going to continue to grow. So keep looking there. Stay tuned. These are the different channels that we're going to try to communicate through, from all calls, podcasts, Facebook. We're trying to get this information to you the best way possible, so which is as many avenues as we possibly can. We have a few things that we know we need to be doing throughout the month of July, fine-tuning things, working with the health department, all those things, and communicating better and better with you as this goes on, as well as August, fine-tuning everything, mocking things, planning things, going through drills and et cetera to make sure we are ready and getting the right training to our staff, our faculty, our families, our students, everybody involved, so that we are off to a very successful school year. So everybody knows what the plan is under every single circumstances, from whether it's yellow, orange, red, or purple, whatever the status is of the county. And that, as we probably know, will change throughout. I appreciate everything that you're doing. We are ready. We are prepared. The New Philadelphia City School District is prepared for your children and is prepared for a responsible restart for this 2021 school year. We're excited. We're going to embrace this challenge together as a community. We're going to be united behind this. We're going to be the solution. We are going to see this problem. We're going to embrace this challenge. We're going to be the solution together. That's what Quakers do. Thank you for being part of the solution. Thank you for being positive. Thank you for embracing the challenge, understanding, and having the patience that you've had through this very trying time. Thank you, and as always, go Quakes.